I think what we need to do and what we really could use is a president like the first George Bush, who put together a coalition of dozens of Arab countries, including Arab troops on the ground. I think the only way this battle ultimately is won is with troops on the ground, but they need to be Arab troops. They need to be Iraqis. They need to be Kurds. One of the things we could do is directly arm the Kurds, and I'm in favor of this. Right now, we're making the arms go through the Shiite government in Baghdad, and I'm concerned that adequate arms aren't getting to the Kurds. Right now, we're destroying our own weapons in Afghanistan. Maybe we ought to think about taking some of the weapons, if we're no longer using them in Afghanistan, and transferring them to the Kurds. We prevented the Germans from arming the Kurds directly. We tell the Germans that the weapons have to go through Baghdad. The Kurds are the best fighters over there. I think we really need to incorporate them and give them the goal of a homeland, and I think they'll be even more fierce fighters. Turkey's a NATO ally. We need to incorporate Turkey, and Turkey needs to have troops on the ground. The Jordanians are fired up, and admirably so, but I think the Jordanians need to be part of this war with troops on the ground. So it's a coalition building, and I think the president's strategy so far is not working.